Geelong West Giants 12-13-85, St Albans 5-7-37 yesterday in the GFL. This is a wash-up thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Giants coach Greg Mellor has been good enough to join us for the first time on the wash-up. Greg, congratulations on the win. Nice to get the monkey off the back after three rounds.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me on, Tom. It's been it was a pleasing performance, and it's good reward for what we've been. The two previous weeks we were in the game against quality opposition. So it was, I was really pleased for the boys to continue on and play the style of footy that they've been playing and get that reward.
Seen by neutral observers as probably a 50-50 game this one. Did you focus on the quick start that you ended up having with kicking 6-0?
I think every week you focus on trying to have a good start, and sometimes it happens. It's just we used the ball pretty well, and when we had our opportunities, we're able to convert. It doesn't always happen that way, and certainly after that, we had opportunities that didn't kick quite as straight. But scoreboard pressure always makes things a little bit easier.
Yep. You go back to the St Joseph's game, and you're right in the contest for 2.5 quarters. Is it about building that experience for some of these young guys and learning to play against the quality opposition that the likes of St Joey's presents?
Yeah, look, I mean, they're a group that's been around for a while and played a lot of footy with each other, and as a result have been, they're well coached and well drilled, and they've been successful. We're a young group, and we're building on things that have been put in place previously. We've got a lot of really talented juniors. It's about, putting things and structures in place that are going to be successful in high-pressure games. And, continuing to play that way. And so it's not so much scoreboard related. It's more focusing on how we want to play and, being really true to that. So I think when you're a young group and you have to try and play that way, it's hard to maintain it for 4 quarters, and that's where we're working towards, and good sides can do it.
Talk to us about Brandon Ryan's performance. He was named in the AFL Victoria Young Guns squad, which is the best sort of 19, 20-year-olds that are aligned to VFL clubs. He, of course, is aligned to North Melbourne, but kicked three yesterday among your best players, but might have kicked a bag if he had have had the kicking boots and the radar on.
Yeah, look, he's an exceptional talent, and I think North Melbourne have done a really good job in picking him up and signing him for a couple of years. They're invested in him. He's got, because he hasn't been involved in the traditional pathways with, elite development programs, he's still really raw. His strength is certainly in his ability to, take contested mark. He's got an incredible reach on him, and he just seems to get his arms into contests. And he can pick the ball up and use the ball. He's pretty quick and pretty lively with his sidestep as well, too. He just needs to continue to work on his kicking, which he's doing.
Joel Bennett, we thought, was going to miss the start of the season. Can you confirm or deny there's a bit of an urban myth going around that he might have just ripped the plaster off and said, I'm right to go?
Well, I wasn't there, but he's a pretty tough kid, and he's pretty resilient. I couldn't be more impressed with him as a young man. He was supposed to miss the first two games. Yeah, and he was back for this game on St Albans, and he felt that he was right, and he tried to convince their Werribee doctor on the Tuesday, and he said no, and then he went back again on Thursday and had another go, and was able to get the green light, and it just shows it's a terrific reflection on what he wants to do with his own footy. He's had a shoulder reconstruction, and all through the pre-season he missed a lot of that competitive work. It's only going to be a matter of time before Werribee will give him an opportunity, because he's starting to put a body of work together which is above the level at GFL footy, reigning best and fairest winner at the Long West Giants, and I think that once Werribee get him in their side, we won't be seeing him.
Couple of quick ones. Jaden Symes, how far away? I see you named him on Thursday night, but it looks like he didn't play.
No, he didn't play. He's still got, he's recovering from that nasty fracture that he received in one of the trial games against Ocean Grove. It was an 8-week injury, and because of the nature of the, where it is sort of right around the eye socket, we just have to be really careful of it. And he's desperate to play, but as coaches, we need to protect the player from themselves, I think, in most cases. So it'll be up to obviously working with his specialists and doctors and seeing where when he gets the clearance to play.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that. And Greg, next Saturday, big one, doubleheader for your club. Of course, the GFL Giants playing in the afternoon against Newtown and Chilwell, and then the GDFL Giants taking on Belmont Lions in a night game, the two reserves games as well. But a big luncheon with Leon Cameron and Dave Matthews from the GWS Giants, who are down Friday night with the Cats clash at GMHBA Stadium. So big day for the club. For more details, head to the Geelong West Giants Facebook page. Greg, really appreciate your time. Going to see one of the mobs that you've been involved with, Richmond, very shortly here on K-Rock Footy, and should be a blockbuster here at the G. But looking forward to seeing your boys in action next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kingy. Just also, we've got our women's footy team also playing in that blockbuster before us as well too, and they've been doing really well under Steve Toohey. So there's a it's a great day. It'll be a massive day for the footy club, and we certainly appreciate Leon and Dave giving up their time to talk at our function, and we'd encourage anyone who wants to come down and watch a great game of local footy, and hear some people involved in the AFL side of things to come along and catch up on the website.
Fantastic, Greg. Appreciate your time. Well done on the win yesterday.
All right, thanks a lot, mate.